This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. A senior Indian health official is urging people to wear masks at all times, even in their homes, as coronavirus infections hit a record high for a fifth straight day. 352,000 new cases were recorded on Monday, and hospitals in the capital, New Delhi, and elsewhere are overcrowded. Some are turning away patients after running out of supplies like medical oxygen and beds. The head of the World Health Organization said Monday the COVID-19 situation in India is beyond heartbreaking. WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says it is sending extra staff and supplies to the country, including moving 2,600 members from other programs in India to help fight the disease. India also ordered its military on Monday to help overwhelmed hospitals. France, Britain, Germany, and the United States are sending medical aid. Former U.S. President Barack Obama on Monday urged all nations to stand firm against Myanmar's junta, voicing solidarity with democracy protesters and warning of a failed state. Obama says the world's attention must remain on Myanmar, and he says he's appalled by heartbreaking violence against civilians. Obama is backing efforts by the United States under President Joe Biden and other nations to help restore democracy. The country's military on February 1st overthrew the elected government and arrested civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi. It has harshly cracked down on democratic protests, killing more than 700 people. There was a regional summit in Indonesia with Myanmar's junta chief on Saturday. Find more on these stories at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Attorneys for a black man in the U.S. state of North Carolina shot and killed by police last week say their client was executed. Andrew Brown Jr.'s lawyers said Monday they were only able to see 20 seconds of body camera footage and accused officials of withholding evidence. They say the 42-year-old was driving away when multiple deputies began firing at him last Wednesday in Elizabeth City, North Carolina. There were more protests there on Monday night, and the city declared a state of emergency before showing the family video, saying it could trigger unrest. Brown died a day after former U.S. police officer Derek Chauvin was found guilty in the murder of George Floyd, a black man killed on widely seen video. The White House says the U.S. will begin sharing its entire stock of AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccines with the world once it clears safety reviews. As many as 60 million doses are expected to be available in the coming months. The move expands on U.S. action last month to share about 4 million vaccines with Mexico and Canada. The AstraZeneca drug is widely in use around the world, but has not been authorized by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. The White House is increasingly assured about the supply of the three vaccines being administered in the U.S., Pfizer, Moderna, and the recently restarted Johnson & Johnson. The United Nations is warning the slow rollout of a reworked peace accord in South Sudan is putting the country at risk of relapse into a large-scale conflict. A UN report on Monday said regional and international partners need to de-escalate the growing security and political divides in South Sudan. An arms embargo is set to expire at the end of next month, but experts are calling for it to be kept in place. They also want new sanctions against those blocking agreements made under a 2018 peace deal revived last year. South Sudan saw 6 years of bloodshed that cost nearly 400,000 lives and drove 4 million people from their homes before the creation of a power-sharing national unity government in February 2020. And U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will hold talks Tuesday with the leaders of Nigeria and Kenya. It's a virtual trip due to COVID-19, and the U.S. top diplomat for the region says it's part of U.S. President Joe Biden administration's re-engagement with African partner. It's a noticeable shift after Donald Trump, who was the first U.S. president not to visit any country in Africa. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.